Hi, friends. We're flying by the skin of our teeth tonight. It's just gone 8 minutes past nine in Bali, Indonesia. I'm waiting for our guests from Israel to enter the green room. And if we didn't go live now, in 1 minute, we'd lose the link and have to start it all over again. So thank you to the few hundred people who've already jumped on patiently waiting. Stick with us for a little while. For a few minutes, please, whilst we wait for the green room to fill up. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to play you the Lazarus Initiative. I'll share my screen and play you the Lazarus Initiative short introduction film whilst we're waiting for our guests from Israel. We've got about five guests coming online, but there was a problem. We've been hacked so badly the last week, I can tell you. It's been monstrous. And playing tag with multiple continents, and every day we're trying to go live and we're being pulled down within minutes of releasing the films to, you know, whatever platform, BitChute, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. I can't imagine that a bunch of good hearted bohemians are such a threat to the status quo, but apparently we are, or we've just managed to get caught up into the kind of algorithm wars of the Google Gestapo. And I think that probably my name, coupled with things like, you know, New Earth Project, a really dangerous fucking meme that is, and what's the other one? Oh yeah, you know, Child Trafficking International Tribunal for Natural Justice. And these are the kind of memes and themes that my organizations and my teams have been variously working on for years. But apparently, telling the truth, speaking truth to power, trying to stop kiddies being raped and humans from being trafficked, apparently that makes us the enemy of the status quo. Ah, I've got Limor's just jumped on. This is terrific. So I'll tell you what, I'll spare you the Lazarus Initiative launch film. I might play it at the end because I'm going to explain what that initiative is for those of you who don't know. Boom, boom. Great. All coming in. My friends are all coming in. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, friends. Good to see you. Okay, great. Oh, that's delightful. So five of us here. Tamir's joined us. Rachel's joined us. Ilana's joined us. And Limor Ben's joined us. Nice to see you guys. And we're waiting for, I think we're waiting for Dr. Moran Cronenberg. Is that correct, Rachel?
Yes, yes. So I'm getting offline and I'll look for Moran.
Oh, I'll take you, I'll take bring you back in. Okay, let me know when you want to come back.
Also, Guy is not here.
Yeah, Guy Tal, we're waiting for as well, yeah?
Okay, so I'm looking for them.
Okay, thank you. Well, hi, Limor, in the meantime. Hey, Tamir.
Hi.
How are you doing?
And thanks for having us.
Ilana, no, my great pleasure. Okay, guys, just arrived. Good.
Hello.
Great stuff. Hi, Gadi, how are you doing? Hello, Guy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Do you hear me?
Yes, nice to see you. How are you?
Sasha, well, Moran says she's in. Do you see her?
No, she's not in. If she was, I would see her in the green room. Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. Guys, if you don't mind, I'm just going to... do you want to wait a few minutes, Rachel, to see if she joins?
I'm talking to her through WhatsApp. I told her to get in again.
Yeah, shame.
Okay.
Is the noises only on my side?
Okay, who is speaking there? Because you get the feedback.
I have some noises in the back when you're talking.
Okay, so everyone is going to need to mute unless they're speaking, and then remember to unmute. So I'm going to mute everyone right now. Okay. Boom. Everyone's muted except for me at this stage. I'm going to begin anyway. If Moran joins us, that's terrific. And if not, no matter. Tamir, kindly unmute your microphone. I'm going to introduce you first. Tamir Turgal, human rights lawyer specializing in medical law. Tamir is concerned a lot with the quick changes in the public opinion of our time in Israel and around the world. We're losing the basis which allow mutual respect between people and coexistence. This is where the direction of global conflict starts and might be heading towards the next world war. Well, Tamir, I think that the third world war has been underway since at least 9/11. But welcome today, and thank you for joining us, Tamir.
Hi, Sasha. Thank you for inviting me again.
Brother, can you just give us a 2 or 3 minutes on the status quo as you see it?
Do you want me to speak about Israel or altogether?
I think just give me your full take on the status quo since we last spoke. 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I can speak a little bit about Israel. I think Israel, it's kind of the early bird of what's going to be happening in many other places in the world. And since we have talked last time, there were elections in Israel, also in the Netherlands. We haven't seen major changes. I think there is we've seen the amount of people, the percentages of people coming to vote is much less than before. But it seems to be that, like everything else, it's kind of set up from the beginning, you know. So maybe it's a mindset, maybe there is corruption, maybe it's both. However, we are coming now to some symbolic days in Israel, because tomorrow it's going to be the Holocaust Memorial Day, and we are getting the extreme situation of our time is couldn't be better exposed than when Holocaust survivors that don't want to show their medical chart, whether they are vaccinated or not, or tested or not, cannot go into their own memorial ceremonies because there is a segregation. We are now talking about never again segregation, and we are making the same segregation within the countries of the Jewish state. I don't know how we can go more extreme than that on at least on a conscience level. And you mentioned the Third World War. I think in a way we are already in it. This is a conscience war. And I'm really concerned about the next generation. I'm really concerned that I don't see youngsters, as we've seen in the 60s and we've seen in the 80s, you know, with passion and going out on the street and shaping their world, which is also our duties. People gathering here now together and talk, and others in many countries in the world. But it seems that we are really lack on societies globally of critical thinking.
Very good. But we all know that we're talking about the young are not taking to the streets and they're not shaping the world. That is true. But then this generation and the last few generations have been cult programmed by the most weaponized media and academia and entertainment complex. Interesting enough, all controlled by elements of the Khazarian mafia, as I will refer to those crypto Jews who are running that machine. That's something which we need to speak to. If we're speaking from Israel, about Israel, we need to also own the fact that Israel has been the collateral damage, so much damage done by people hiding within the good Jewish faith over many generations. And that's a dirty secret which needs to come out at some point, maybe not in this forum. But the point I'm making here is that the irony is that you've just pointed out that Israel is the one who is now promulgating the most diabolical form of apartheid, when its own historical legacy tradition is all based on, you know, claiming against apartheid and against the attacks and the segregations and all of that nonsense that the good Jewish people have been subjected to for many generations. But that's part of the dialectic. That's part of the helter-skelter Illuminati dialectic. that is designed to subvert logic, subvert reason and sanity, and throw everyone into cognitive dissonance, which of course is working perfectly. And then on top of that, you've got these younger generations who are being mind fucked by gaming, by the most diabolical fractal isotope frequencies coming out of chemicals in the water, the food, the air, you know, all of this chemicalization and zombification of humanity through synthetic molecules is also turning us into a species that is unable to function, unable to activate that that psionic intelligence. So how the hell do any of us, let alone the younger generations, break through that insane dream spell? This becomes the great question. But Tamir, thank you for your introduction. That's very helpful. I'm going to ask Dr. Moran Cronenberg, kindly unmute your microphone, general practitioner and integrative medicine doctor. Dr. Moran will talk here today about involving children in Pfizer's experiment, the problematic nature of the experiment itself, and why most of the good public know nothing about this. Everyone else, kindly mute your microphones. We're getting some feedback. Dr. Moran, good to see you again.
Hi, thank you for having me. Good to see you too, Sasha, and everybody else. Yes, we are having really big steps towards giving children this unapproved medication. We don't know yet, obviously, we don't know yet what are the long terms effects of that experimental medication. And of course, they're still using the fear against people, against mothers, also limitations. Kids cannot go to school or other social activities. They have problems with the mask. They do everything they can to, through the fear. The fear is one of the most important things they are using to have mothers to want to have that medication, that experimental medication. I can see on the net and on Facebook that mothers and children, they really want to be the first ones to get that experimental medications. Of course, we have to do with the side effects and with the other effects of that medication, also with older people, the information is not known to everybody. We are organizing different WhatsApp groups and other websites groups to get more information about people who got hurt after this so-called vaccine, which is not still a vaccine. It's getting really hard because even other doctors don't even know the effects that people have on it. I would also like to say something about the fact that there are some people with autoimmune diseases or people who got hurt after getting other vaccines, which for medical reasons, they cannot get that medication. And still the society and the bosses on work and other people, they would just act as if they would make everybody get that medication, even though it can be harmful. And of course, a lot of people are telling a story about going to the doctor after getting that medication with some effects or side effects, and the doctors are neglecting the fact that it might have something to do with that vaccine, so-called vaccine.
Yeah, so-called, yes. Bravo. And thank you for that distinction, Dr. Moran. Of course, you're absolutely right. So I would just speak for 1 minute about my favorite theme of the week, which is how we are being cult programmed by governments and by media, which is the same thing, incidentally, all owned by the Davos Salamander banksters. Let's call it the parent corporation, okay? It owns and controls 200-plus nation states, all of which are commercial corporations registered ultimately to the Crown of England through all of the deeds and the bonds and the trusts of living souls of human beings, the deeds of the land, all of the registrations of vehicles, licenses. All of those things ultimately are cleared through the U.S. Treasury Department and elements like the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, routing back to the Crown of England and then to the Vatican. So everything is owned essentially by the black papacy, by the inverted, Christed whore of Babylon. This is serious stuff. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm very much a factualist. And these are the facts. We're in a terrible thrall right now, which is to say we are in a dream spell. We are spell bonded to the satanic, to the illogical, to the irrational, to the Saturnian, to inverse logic. We have turned cats into dogs in our own minds. And now we have our friendly governments and their little hounds, the media, telling us that a vaccine is a vaccine when it's not a vaccine. It's a lethal cocktail of synthetic chemicals, poisons, okay? That's what it is. It does not comport as a vaccine under any expression of the word vaccine. And yet you are forced to call it that. We're all being invited to think of it as that. It's not a vaccine. So thank you, Dr. Moran. It's very important that we understand that everything that is going wrong and that has been going wrong for millennia, for generations, is connected to our ability, apparently, to relinquish our own conscience, which is what Tamir just spoke to. It is a war against conscience. But we are the ones who are releasing and relinquishing and surrendering our conscience, our reason, our sanity, and our consciousness. So let's reclaim that consciousness, that conscience, that God-given light. Let's reclaim it, every one of us, and take the fight to the fiction, to the devil, to the luciferic, okay? Let's move on with that. Dr. Moran, thank you for your introduction, and that was very helpful. I'm going to introduce Ilana Rachel Daniel, American-born, a health advisor, activist, and writer. She will discuss the silence of politicians and the attempt of the Rape Party to bring the truth to the political arena, and the picture of the fast-paced reduction of our civil liberties over the past year and months. I would say eradication, not reduction. The rollout of the vaccine, so-called vaccine, the cat that is masquerading as a dog, the lethal cocktail of poisons masquerading as a vaccine, the rollout of that program, and the so-called green passport, the detriment to our society. Ilana, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sasha. Thanks for having me. I think you really nailed it. I think this has been in addition to everything that we've experienced on national and global levels, has been this profound disassociation from our intuition. What you see is not what you see. What you feel is not what you feel. It is the biggest gaslighting that has ever happened on the planet. And we have just taken it in spades. You know, people are getting injected and sat at home and writing, you know, I've never felt worse in my entire life. It must mean it's working. You know, we have handed over our authority until this moment where we face the very last frontier where this all happens. You know, wars are not playing out in the bang, bang, shoot it out kind of way. It's the mind, it's the body, and it's happening now. We're ignoring, it's a global book burning. We're ignoring scientists and doctors across the world and turning to the media and saying, what do you say? What are we supposed to do? And what I tell you is that there's no question about the extraordinary, terrifying harm that is on its way with this mRNA technology that, by the way, that was we were informed, the Israeli people were informed in December that we would all be vaccinated by the end of March. And they've made real good on that, with more than 5 million with at least the first shot. And there was not one iota of informed consent given, not one moment to make a risk-benefit analysis, no sense of democratic due process. And with a 30-year confidentiality act or Corona committees, where we don't have the foggiest of idea what's being discussed and how they're coming to the conclusions that they're coming to. So I see that it all culminates in the green pass, not just the terror of what will happen in the coming months and years with this mRNA, but this green pass, that is the gateway. That is the gateway to dystopia, and they're rushing it through. It's already live and well here in Israel, and they're pushing it through the European Parliament, because the legitimacy of it happening in the EU will give it even more legitimacy here, and it will spread. And it's right now, it's this mRNA vaccine for this virus. But let me tell you, this is the greatest bait and switch that could happen. We have known that the future of healthcare, yeah, was always vaccination for adults. Welcome to it now. This is where it comes together. This is where it starts. This medical passport is very soon, with a few clicks, as we've heard a lot of people talking about lately, is going to be your entire financial life, your entire criminal life, your entire life on a blockchain information. And there is no return. This is our moment. This is our fight for our humanity. We'll keep our humanity. And it's our eye on the goal, and it's the getting there. There has never been more opacity for the future. Never has it been more terrifying, more unsure, more ground ripped out from under us. But if we don't take these, you know, this awakening and truth that's inside us now and act, then what on earth is it for?
Indeed. Well, all of this witchery and evil that is presenting itself on the radar screen of our lives and our experience, both individually and collectively, is a perfect background, a texture against which we now can and must define our humanity, can and must define our divinity, in point of fact. So in that sense, it's apocalyptic, it's Armageddonist, but it is perfectly situated, because we knew in our heart of hearts that we were, all of us, born to this world, to this time, in order to bear witness to the great bifurcation, the great alchemization of light from dark. That's what's taking place, and each one of us are bearing testament to that as emissaries, sons and daughters of God. And we should in a sense step into that flame of being and knowing and own the day, and not simply scuttle around like good little plantation slaves, which is exactly what the Luciferic governments have been engineering, orchestrating for a long time. Again, I speak about governments, the multilateral governance, the United Nations and the international banksters and the World Health Administration and organization, all of these multilateral institutions and the private domestic governments as well, all of which are the franchise of a long, slow hand of Sabbatean banksters operating through, again, the Vatican, the Crown of England. Tel Aviv is very much connected to that evil empire, is very much a part of that evil empire. Nonetheless, here we are, and thank you for reminding us of the human element, Ilana. You're absolutely right. It's all about that. At the end of the day, the only quanta that matters is our capacity to love and be loved. And the more that we engage that capacity to love and be loved, we can bend time, we can shape worlds, we can manifest the outcome, which we're all being required to do right now. I'm going to introduce Guy, or Guy Tal, I'm not sure what the correct pronunciation is, who's an international producer in music and created the first activist TV in his part of the world. And Guy is going to talk about the alternative to contemporary reality. And he was on a few weeks ago, and very welcome face and voice to our network. We have almost 2,000 people just on this one channel here, which means we probably got five times that watching from our various channels, maybe 15,000, something like that. But anything like the last little broadcast we put out together, which Rachel helped to orchestrate, and that reached hundreds of thousands of people. We're making an impact with this beautiful heart-mind synthesis. Guy, you're very welcome.
Well, hello to everybody. Well, it's Guy, not Guy. So the thing is like this. Well, money is not power. Education is not power. Knowledge is power. So when the people are treated and forced to disconnect themselves from the knowledge, and then there is a situation that the government and the system teach you what you should know and what is your knowledge, and they approve your knowledge and what you know. So it means that you are disconnected from yourself. Now, from here, it's very simple. I think that we can talk about a lot about what is the power of the system and what they are doing to the people. But I believe that we should immediately start to talk about the alternative, what we should do, and stop talking about them. This is my opinion, because people are all the time asking, okay, Guy, what we should do with this information, what we can do. I mean, the people lost, that they feel lost, and they feel that they lost their power. They don't have any more power, and they feel like so tiny and small. So this is, the prison is not outside, the prison is inside. We have to give the opportunity and the alternative to the people to join. And then, well, this is my point of view. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you. I love that. Let me pop you out again. Bring us in. Thank you very much for that, Guy. Apologies for getting the name somewhat wrong there. I'm going to bring our final guest in, who is Limor Ben, and I'm not going to pronounce your surname. You're going to have to teach me what it is. I think it's Chanoch or Chanoch. Freelance.
Limor Ben Chanoch.
Limor. Again, one more time.
Ben Chanoch.
Ben Chanoch.
Ben Chanoch. Yes.
I love it. I love it. Limor Ben Chanoch, freelance marketeer, Chanoch, yes. International expert in launching new and emergent markets, specialist in big pharma startups, and a former army officer. Limor will talk to us on the panel today about taking a 360-degree personal hit through Coronagate and about awakening and fighting 24/7. Well, God bless you for that. Limor, you're very welcome. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you, Sasha, and thank you for having us. You are great. You are making a great service to Israel and to the world. And I, you know, I knew from the beginning that the Corona is some kind of fiction movie. I'm now near the parliament in Jerusalem. There's a lot of demonstration news today. You hearing me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay, there's a lot of demonstrations here. I can show you what's going on here. I'm a little far away, but because of the noise. But here is the Knesset and the Jewish symbols. And it's a very, very special days here in Israel, because Israel is in a war for a year. It's a civil war. It's a revolution. Yeah. But it's a very, you know, hard times, because Israel is very special, you know. We don't believe in Satans and stuff and all the Zionists. It's not the real Israel of 2021. I'm saying that there's life before 2020 and life after 2020. It's not the same. And I went up to the streets from the beginning. I'm in the streets for a year now, demonstrating and fighting all around. Arab, Jews, Bedouins, Jewish, religious, not religious, gay, not gay. I don't care because I understand that, you know, that our opportunity and it's you know, because it's evolutionary, we don't have any choice. We can talk from now here till tomorrow, but we are in a point that we need to fight till the end. So the whole politics are finished. They are ruined. The majority of us didn't go to vote. All the publications are a lie. And Israel is, she's awake, but she's scared. People are not, they're not understanding what's going on. We are in some kind of a media blackout for a year now. And I'm saying, and you know, I'm 48 years old and you can see me, you know, I'm not a criminal. And I got hit from the police forces, from the special police forces, kidnapped by the police. And for what? For nothing, you know. It's an intellectual revolution, but because Israel is different and we understand today, and I'm talking not in my personal name because I'm in a lot of communities and groups and I'm offline and online because that's who I am. I can't sit home right now because they are going for our lives. So when you understand from the beginning that it's, you know, life or death situation, and I have two kids, one is 16 and a half and one is 10. And I told them, I'm going out there and say, okay, mom, go. But I didn't realize, I told them, you know, 3-4 months and Israel is up and running. We will drop everything, you know, drop history and build everything from the beginning because we don't have any choice. But we needed to see a lot of hard truth because I didn't went, you know, to your world of Satan and stuff. I don't pronounce that names. It's not who I am. But yeah. I realized that we don't have any choice. We need to start building everything from the ground and we are ready. And we have special groups and international groups. And we already started a council, a few councils in Israel, like other countries. And I'm not talking about, you know, the poison shots, and I'm calling them poison shots because we don't know what's in there. And Israel is up, Israel is awake, but Israel is in a very emotional, extreme state. People are, you know, paralyzed because it's the first revolution in Israel. Israel is very young, and Israel always has been and always will be the microcosmos of the world. It's like the, you know, Israel geographically is the human heart of the world. There's a lot of special places here. There's a lot of special people, and when you talk to the people and the police too, you know, I'm in contact with the police because we are walking together in the streets for like almost a year. And I'm telling them in the face, I'm telling them, oh guys, don't go and vote. We are starting everything from the beginning. And they have tears in their eyes and they are shaking my hand. And they know, but they are between us, you know, and the mafia. I'm calling them the mafia.
Good.
And it's crazy. It's crazy because people, you know, half the country doesn't have any money to eat in a minute. And people are still talking old world and, you know, ancient politics because, and I say to everybody who wants to hear that it's finished, you know, I call the so-called, you know, head of the stone head down there.
Yep.
I call it pee-pee because I understand I never voted for my free will all my life. They fooled me, you know. We lived like a Truman Show.
Beautiful. Okay, so Limor, tell me this. In your experience, I mean, obviously you've been in the army like most people in Israel. Amongst your fellows, your friends, your circles, what percent do you think of the military and the police infrastructure will be prepared to move against the people, and what percent will remain with the people, in your view, to bring it to a simple ratio?
I'll answer that because I've talked to them on the streets and on the ground. They are not against us. Israel, you know, it's like it will sound a little cheesy, but Israel, it's one big family. We can fight, we can argue, we can, you know, struggle among us. But in the end of the day, it's not the United States and it's not France. It's a very special place and they are not against us. They are in a very difficult, in a very difficult situation, in a very difficult state. I can say that we are in the streets, you know, we've been running with them on the streets 15, 20 kilometers a night, 3-4 times a week in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, in Haifa, in Beersheba, all around. They're tired. They are tired. They are sad. They don't know what's going on because they keep them, you know, under the surface.
Forgive me. Your answer is that most of the military and most of the police would move with the people and not against the people if it comes to it, when it comes to it. Yes?
Yeah, sure. Because we have a problem with the command, you know, the one that I call the mafia again. It includes everyone, you know, everyone is known. They know the truth and they're silent.
And very good. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that, Limor. Thank you for that clarification. Tamir, let me ask the same question of you, please. Amongst your colleagues, your fellows, what is the sense of the element that is operating within the technocracy and the bureaucracy of government and the status quo? Will there be a sea change in the technocrats and the bureaucrats? Will they move with the people or against the people, in your view? You'll need to unmute your microphone.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, it's very hard to say how is it going to unfold. I have few ideas about it. First of all, Israel is a young country. So in different from France, for instance, we don't have any former revolutions and we are used to be under pressure from external enemies. So we have a strong army, we have a strong police force, and we don't have like civil forces yet. However, there are a growing undercurrents which I hear a lot about. And I think as time elapses, maybe I said it before, time is on our side in my point of view. And people are waking up more and more, and politicians and also technocrats, like unfortunately the judicial system, the legal system, which should be a balancing the government. And unfortunately, they become technocrats through the years, and they're being part of the regime. But they will follow. Politicians will follow. It has to go to come up to a tipping point. Yeah. But as I said, we don't have that history in the country. And for now, the very strong forces on the street. But you have to realize that the media has a very, very strong impact yet. And I'm emphasizing yet, because as time goes by and we see more and more people are getting injured from the vaccine, we see more and more atrocities, more and more unreasonable situation, as I described earlier, and I have some more ideas about it, then I think we will see the shift. And if there is something that keeps me optimistic, is that I think, as the saying goes, you can lie to all people most of the time or to most people all the time, but you cannot lie to all people or deceive all people all the time. So I would like to state a little bit more about future actions, but I want to give some time to others. So hopefully I will have enough time later, but I want to say just one thing as a start. I think there's two steps ahead. And there is one step that we are, I think, already got into, or at least we need to get into. And I have to be very careful by saying that. But to be honest, when it comes to your show, I don't want to be too much careful. I think disobedient, it's a stage. It's the first stage. I think this is so there is active resistance and passive resistance. Disobedient is a passive resistance. Disobedience means that if you are in charge of a restaurant and you are being told that you have to make an apartheid between your brothers and sisters, you disobey. I don't care who told you that and what did they told you. If somebody tells you that you have to cover your mouth and nose with some cloth, you disobey. Definitely, after we've tried the regular system and they run away from having even a discussion about it in court. So I will end with that for now. Hopefully we'll have more time to elaborate.
Beautiful, Tamir. Thank you for that. So yeah, fair enough. Let me break it down my way for your audience and for my audience in two words. Fuck government. And I'll tell you why I say that. Not to be shocking, not to be sensationalist. I enjoy a little bit of shock poetry. I say fuck government because I understand Queen's English and because I understand syntax and because I understand pure truth. If ever anything deserved to get fucked, it is your government today. Why? Because your government is a goddamn fucking Luciferian sociopathic apparatus that is pitting itself against the Adamite, against the living sons and daughters of God. Okay, this is not complicated logic. It is forensically evidenced. I am smart enough and barefoot enough and connected enough to the dielectric universe and to the telluric forces of this beautiful earth to be able to think straight. I don't drink fluoridated water. I don't drink genetically modified, eat genetically modified food and glyphosates. I don't breathe in geoengineering, barium and strontium and aluminum. I don't allow doctors, no disrespect, dear Dr. Moran, I don't allow doctors anywhere near me in a white suit. Healers, you're welcome. Doctors, get out. Not interested. I don't have a bank account. I don't play the fiction. I don't care about authority because I have no regard for Luciferianism, for false light. So I will not be calling a cat a dog. But I do know that when the government has moved against the people, it is time to bring the government into dissolution. How do you do that? What are the mechanics of saving ourselves and our children from this Luciferic apparatus? Well, in simple terms, we begin the process of A, awakening within the dream spell, to be able to stand within the inner light and go, Atman, I am that I am. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I will make determinations about how I walk upon this blessed earth. I will walk freely and unmolested on the surface of this earth. I will cause no harm, no loss, and no injury to another living soul. And I will never take the knee to Caesar. That's it. And that means I will not acquiesce. I will not obey Saturnian, satanic logic, as Tamir quite rightly said. Civil disobedience is not a luxury. It is a duty of care. When your government is forcing you, essentially, to debilitate your own immune system and to mug your own children and to put your aging parents onto their deathbed by giving them a vaccination that is a lethal cocktail, then you have become the problem. Government is not the problem. You are the problem. So those two magic words, fuck government, why does that inspire so much fear in people and reflexivity? Because we've been cult programmed. And you see, I'm blessed enough. I just had 2 days ago, one of the most powerful ministers, I shan't name him, I'm not that stupid, in Southeast Asia, flew here to have a meeting with me. To tell me in his own words about the fact that 95% of the cabinet of his country in Asia is utterly corrupted, irredeemably, irretrievably corrupted. I speak with sultans and rajas and kings and presidents and ministers and plenipotentiaries and ambassadors. This is my blessing. So I understand also that there are so many good leaders out there, religious, political leaders, cultural leaders, hereditary leaders, academic leaders. There's not enough of them, but there's many of them out there who themselves say, fuck government, because they know what it is. It is Satan incarnate. And let's dispense with that now. Let's reclaim who we are for the rest of this conversation. I welcome my beloved living brothers and sisters into this conversation. As we, all of us, and 2,000 of you watching, we pit ourselves against the goddamn dream spell, a goddamn fiction, and define ourselves as divine, limitless, immortal beings. Dr. Moran, I'm interested to know your thoughts on what's been said in the last 40 minutes, but also I'm keen to know what is the sense amongst the medical science fraternity. Can everyone else please mute the microphone? We're having problems with feedback again. Dr. Moran, what is the sense right now amongst the medical science fraternity in Israel as you understand it? What is the degree of frustration?
So unfortunately, I realized that the majority of the medical doctors, they will not see what's the problematic of what is going on here, Sasha. Some of them won't even to give this vaccine, so-called vaccine, to their kids. So unfortunately, I see that people are brainwashed by the media and by everything else. And I'm asking myself, what did we study in med school? And how come nobody thinks that it's irrational and things that are going, we are going through an irrational period of time and it has nothing to do with medicine and with helping other people. The few medical doctors I know, which we are in a contact, that see the things more or less like I do, even though they still think that they didn't have an intention to do that. Most of the medical doctors who are awakened, they think it was all done by a mistake. They are all innocent mistakes. And I'm trying to tell them, listen, people are not stupid. Government is not stupid. Who is running the medical situation here is not stupid. They didn't mistake by mistake. So it's really hard. Plus, I must say that the doctors and the other people who are doing the scientists who are screaming out loud that things that are going on here are not medical and are not scientific, they are being shut down by the government and by the health, the Office of Health. They're getting letters, they're being threatened, and it's really, really hard. But as you said, we are going to have to spread our light, and I believe that this period of time, this particular thing we are going through, is making people to wake up, because other doctors are asking questions, they are putting doubt on the things, they're starting to research and to, I personally know a doctor that wants to go and investigate all the vaccines that children are getting here, and all of this because of that thing. So we are putting under a great question mark, some of us, we do put under a great question mark all the things that we've been taught. And I hope that with the time is going ahead, we will resolve that question and we will wake up more and more. For now, we are only a group of a few doctors between us. We think we know the truth as you speak about it. The others still think that it's an innocent mistake. And the majority, they just go with the flow. They take that medication. They want to give it to their children. They really do believe in the great pandemic and all of the other things. They don't question. And this is why I would like to add, I don't really agree with what Limor said, because I think that a lot of the police officers and the military, as they did before, they will go with the government and they will do whatever they've been told. And it's really hard to find people who will say, no, I don't want to listen to a government which tells me lies, which don't really show me the full pictures. And it's really hard.
Bravo. Well, you know, the point here is that none of us alive in the world today, none of us, not one of us in the world among 7 billion souls actually gave our consent or our permission for all of these abrogations and infractions against our natural born rights to move freely on the surface of the earth. Not one of us mandated the government consciously or willfully. We were all offered up as babes, sacrificial babes, when we were registered to the crown, to the state at birth, through the registration processes. All of that was a confidence trick. All of that was fraud. And we're living still in that fraud. And this is the problem. The evil is untoing itself. For those friends of yours, Dr. Moran, who are too stupid in the medical science profession, and I'll say it again, who are too goddamn stupid to add 1 + 1 to equate to 2, let me help to elevate them from the swamp of their own intellectual morass and bring them up to speed. Pay attention, stupid ones in the medical science fraternity, because you are causing systemic death to your brothers and sisters. Pay attention. I'm doing this for you for the next 2 minutes. Pass it on. The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which owns Pfizer, the one who makes the vaccine against the virus, which was started at the Wuhan Biological Laboratory and which was funded by Dr. Fauci, who promotes the vaccine on the world stage. GlaxoSmithKline is managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which manages the finances of the Open Foundation Group, Soros Foundation, which manages the French AXA group. Soros owns the German company Winterthur, which built a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Allianz, which coincidentally has Vanguard as a shareholder, who is a shareholder itself of BlackRock, which controls the central banks and manages a third of global investment capital. BlackRock is also, coincidentally, major shareholder of Microsoft, owned by the turd in a cardigan, Mr. Bill Gates, who coincidentally is the shareholder of Pfizer, which, remember, sells a miracle vaccine, and coincidentally is now the first sponsor of the World Health Organization of the United Nations. Now you understand how a dead bat sold in a wet market in China has apparently infected the whole planet. I will leave it at that and invite Ilana to onboard and speak to what you've heard in the last 40 minutes.
Yeah, I and going right along with what you're saying is the connection between Pfizer and IG Farben, which back in the good old 1930s, that's who was, that was in Auschwitz. They were testing. You have exactly the same players again and again. Nothing is new under the sun. IG Farben, IBM, they're the ones who did the punch cards that rounded up all the Jews. And they're the ones that, along with Microsoft, I believe they're starting whatever the common pass, whatever they're calling it in New York. It's the same. This whole idea of the other, it's the same old tired playbook. It's us and the Jews. It's us and whatever pigmentations, you know, your skin entails. It's the same. It's today. It just entails a whole lot more people. And it's the invisible enemy. It could be in you. It could be you, even though you look healthy as a horse, it could still be you. And exactly what you're saying, I think that there's so many levels to get to even some of the things you're saying. And I think that even people who have understand and been fighting corruption for so many years, we still paid our taxes and adhered to the rest of society. You know, we still said, okay, it's over here, but we still play the game. And I think this year for so many of us has just torn down layer after layer until you're really left, you know, you're really left with needing a whole, you know, you can't even use the word reset, right? But they're the ones who've done it. They've destroyed everything. And as I said before, it's just a matter of who starts the next step. You know, we know where they want to take this. They made it very clear. We keep thinking what they say. They can't really mean that. No, they really do mean what they say. They really do. Let's take them at their word and let's go ahead and start building this world the way we see it. We are the many. They are the twisted, corrupted few. And it's not their world. These are inalienable rights. This is not theirs to take. These are not, our government didn't have the, cannot decide what goes into my body, and nor can these leaders at the tippy top, wherever they exist under their rocks, do they get to say what happens to all 7 billion of us. And I think it's interesting, some of the questions you were asking, some other, because I think it's really up for grabs which way it will go. I've never felt, you know, it's true, we exist in this little tiny, you know, gotta remember, Israel's this big. We exist in like this little island, and we have to, you know, we've had to depend on our government in a way that very few countries have. You know, when they tell us go and take shelter, you listen, you know.
Well, but let's drill into that. Sorry to jump in, but you're also the greatest beneficiary of the U.S. taxpayer in the history of taxation in this world since the time of the Caesars of Rome. And that, of course, has created a tremendous antipathy as well. That dialectic that has been engineered, that cultural, religious, political dialectic. I mean, even one moron here, no disrespect to you, Matt Hennessy, but really, when you write a comment like, you expect sympathy for the horrors these same people have inflicted on the poor Palestinian people, GTFO. Well, Matt, I can only answer, why don't you get the fuck out of here? That is such an unwelcome comment, but it is the kind of stupid, binarized comment that I've come to expect from social media today. But Ilana, that is kind of what we're dealing with also as part of this broader dialectic, this kind of double disinfo, inverted, racistic logic bullshit, which is a mind fuck, and everyone just ends up throwing sand at everyone else. How do we, as good humans, navigate out of this? And let's address at some point, I actually wanted to ask Guy to also address the Palestine issue, the dirty secret in the basement, because at some point, we, our lot, are going to have to speak to this stuff very, very boldly and stop allowing all of us to be controlled by these Sabbateans in the basement. But please, riff on that.
I think I have personally had really tremendous experiences over the past few weeks, few months of this unity of we've, you know, Israel, kind of, like I said, we kind of existed out in this island and we have become connected. We're sitting with you today in this really very profound connection that we are making with the rest of the world. And it's incredibly encouraging, and it gives a whole lot of hope, because this is, I truly believe this is the force that we will use to move our world forward. This is crucial. But I think that you're right. And I think it's part, I think that we're connecting, and whether you want to take it on a spiritual level or call it the most human, we are breaking down what it means to be human. And lo and behold, across the globe, everybody that I've sat down with, and I know you and you as well, we have the same answer. Color, shape, size, religion, whatever it is, we really have something that we all share in common. And it doesn't mean we're all going to kumbaya off into them. We're never going to have any of the issues. Yeah, we've got stuff to work through. It's fine. But I believe in picking a path. If everything is open, so okay, you get a bit lost. I believe, okay, I'm a Jew. I live in Israel. Great. That's fine. But I still love what you have. That's my whole thing, is how we can put it all together and do something so much better than we can do alone. But yeah, and I think as far as the, you know, the painful issues that we know have been manipulated by governments, is that I think all of us, or at least many of us, are open to hearing things we weren't open to hearing before. Beautiful. Ready to hear, oh, the surveillance in Israel, you know, stuff that we thought was for security. And now we're like, oh, that's what you meant. Right, you know,
right.
Everything. Yeah.
Oh, beautifully, beautifully stated. Thank you for that. And, you know, yeah, lovely. I love to hear that this kind of quantum conversation emerging from the binary logic that we've all been programmed into. Guy, I'm keen to hear your thoughts on this dialectic again with the Israel-Palestine blah, blah, continuing unabated. Touch on that briefly, but also to anything else you wish to speak to here.
Well, first of all, I forgot before to give a big thank to everybody, what they are doing for the Israeli people, and of course, what we do for the Israeli people will do also for the world. So thank you, Limor, Tamir, and Dr. Moran, and of course, Ilana, and you, Sasha. Big hug. So, as I said before, the knowledge is the power. The power is from the people to the people. The government is just taking out all of our energy. This yep. is what they do. Dear Dr. Moran, she says that the doctors here in Israel, they are not, they are awake, but they think that this is was a mistake. Okay, let's not forget, please, that the document that the Rockefeller Foundation annual report in the 2010, and after we have the SPARS pandemic that the Johns Hopkins Center of Health Security bring out for the future 2025 and 2028. I don't know if you know about this one. And of course, don't forget the event 201.
Yep.
So, when we think about all this, and we take who was the first who invented the vaccines, let's not forget, this guy was Edward Jenner. Edward Jenner, he became a master mason of certain December in 1802 in England. He has a friendship number 449. So everything is planned. They talk within those documents that I just said about Rockefeller, about the Johns Hopkins organization, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the World Economic Forum in the event 201. Everything is planned. It was written before.
Yes.
So, as I say, not the Palestinians are only controlled, yes, about this system. It's us, the Israeli people. We are not different than the Palestinians. I can tell you that now I want the rights. As a Jewish in Israel, Guy Tal, I please asking for the rights that all the people that came from outside of Israel, not legally, live here today. I want those rights. Because in Israel, because I'm an Israeli and Jewish, I have to fight about my father, to be a father for my kids in court, and they are going with their children on the, so we are the slaves. Israel have to understand, the Israeli people have to understand, the people have the power. If you don't go to the government, there is no government. It's like a falafel store. If you don't go to buy from them falafel, they are going to close the store. That's the same with the government. Stop believing those liars. That's it. I'm sorry if I shout, but you know.
You are very, very welcome to shout. In fact, I insist it is now mandatory to shout on this platform. thank you for that, Guy. I love your words, and I love the fury. And please, God, you inflame the hearts of millions of Israelis. And you're absolutely right. You are the most enslaved in some instances in the world. That we consider the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers as being, and the British Crown. And I throw those lot in together. They are the same thing. They are the comptrollers of the parent corporation. And they are the ones who weaponized human health and welfare. They are the ones who weaponized nutrition. They are the ones who weaponized medical science, mainstream media, and academia. And they own and control the prime narrative. It's a dirty game. It's a dirty story. It's an old one. It's to do with the sacrifice of innocence. It takes us back to the times of Moses, and it is no different. We've been living out a kind of feedback syndrome civilizationally for thousands of years, incarnating variously and refining and clarifying the lens of our spirit. And here we are. We've arrived. Beware, motherfuckers. We are the Adamites, and we're back, and we take it from here for sure. Limor, your last thoughts. We're 1.25 hours into the broadcast. We're definitely going to be doing another one next month, and we're going to do it every month until we are released from this enslavement. But Limor, please give us your closing thoughts.
That's what I'm going to do. And let me, you know, put aside history, because that's who I am, you know. I'm not ignoring anything, but I'm looking ahead. And I'm talking to Israelis all around, Jewish all around, Arabs all around, Palestinians. I don't care where you came from. If you are in Israel, if you are outside of Israel, wake up, stand up. Don't, you know, don't play the game. Because we are the majority. Don't be confused. It's a scary situation. It's a very, you know, we don't know what's going to happen ahead, but we need to stop the Holocaust. And we are living a Holocaust in Israel 2021. And it's crazy, Sasha. It's crazy. Let's not talk nicely. We are in full dictatorship for almost a year, and more than a year, because it started mid-March. Israel is still in the first lockdown. Don't be fooled by the media. We are still in the first lockdown. It sometimes go to curfew and sometimes you don't go down, but we still in curfew. Take off your, you know, masks, put your bandanas on, because we need tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands in the streets, and it's finished, because we are ready to launch the free Israel. Israel is, you know, we are all startup nation and restart nation, and we are agricultures, and we are everything, you know. We are the majority. Get up, get your head up, get yourself straight up, and go out and be strong. Good. And there's a lot I want to say, if you let me. There's a big people ceremony tomorrow in Tel Aviv, in Abima, 8 o'clock in the evening. We will gather there together, closely, no distance apart, no masking is mandatory. And I want to say thank you for the Tel Aviv police forces. They are very special. They are working with us for a few months now, doing whatever they can, you know, in the craziness frame. But I'm calling you, come there tomorrow. We will march together, and we will march over and over and over and over until it's done, because we are in no turning point. We need only to get on and to leave, you know, all the shots behind, and open the fake pandemic, I call it the Corona Gate, behind us. And we will deal with everything, but we need to stop the genocide. And now people are dying, not from only the shots, from violence at home, for not having any money to eat, from, you know, brutality in the streets. People are going berserk, you know, and we need to stop that, and we will do it together.
Well, I love the fact that you introduced yourself and said, look, I'm not a criminal. Do I look like a criminal? Actually, Limor, you look like a bandito to me. My favorite kind of human being. You carry on giving them hell. And thank you for raising the point about the Tel Aviv police. And God bless all of our brothers and sisters in uniform. Personally, I wouldn't choose to wear a fucking uniform. But hey, you know, someone has to do it. And there's a lot of good folks there who find themselves masquerading as human beings in a uniform or a costume. And if you're doing a good job of it, you are very, very blessed. Thank you. There's far too few that much humanity know by now. But to those of you who are and carry the pulse of humanity in your veins, God bless you. Tamir, your closing thoughts, please, my brother. You'll need to unmute your microphone.
I thought I just did. All right, now it's okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much again. I would close with, again, talking about disobedient. I think it's about time people will take that step. I think it's hard for people to make changes, to shift, to even though we see a very a quick shift in doctrines and concepts within societies. But as you are keeping mentioning to us, this is all planned. But I think I also want to use this platform to praise our brothers and sisters here in this talk right now. I think Guy is doing a great job. I don't know if you're familiar, but he's going up, I don't know if almost every day in the air and talking with people and give them concepts and idea, and Moran is going against the current, and so as Lilach and Lilana, we are all going against the current. People that made changes throughout the history were people like us, like you, Sasha, and this is so important that people all around listening to us and feeling weak. Everyone has some power. Everyone is a small light in this darkness. But if you light your small light, and everybody are doing it, it's a big light together. It's just like the scares us that we everybody is a threat to another now. This is a big lie. But if everybody takes responsibility of his own health, everybody are safe. So it's actually the lie that is perpetuating to us. We have to wake up to it. And I think more media channel like Guy is doing, more people from any profession will do it. We will wake up the people that are sleeping. And unfortunately, there's so many of them right now. It's not easy. It's a lot of power, a lot of money involved, and this is the way that they build the structure around us. And I too feel that, you know, we were born into this, you know, we weren't born into slavery. And I will say also something about the Israel-Palestinian conflict. It's not one layer. It has many layers. And our prime minister was great in making everything so shallow. Are you right? Are you left? Are you for the Arabs? Are you against the Arabs? Now, when he cannot establish a new government, he's running after the most extreme Arab country parties to help him, because he's such a hypocrite. We need to understand there are people on both sides. Most of them are peaceful. Most of them want to have a good life together, share common goals. And you know what? It's not even Israel. I think this crisis brings to every one of us hope. Yes. On a global basis, that we can and should and obligated to shape the future and take down those building blocks of in terms of currencies, in terms of corporations that have too much power, in terms of people that have money like a country. And I think, as you say, you know, they woke up the giant. And we are not going to be done with them. At least I'm not going to be done with them, with my fellow lawyers around the world, until we are shaping the world differently. And thank you so much, Sasha, for this stage for us. It's so important for our people.
Bravo. Thank you, Tamir, for those beautiful words. Dr. Moran, your closing sentiments, please.
So I want to join the things that Tamir said and everyone else. And I'm telling to myself also, please, let's be optimistic. Let's shed some light on the darkness. It's a good thing that all the darkness is raising up now. And I also understand that we were born into this. I always tell to my husband, "Da, I want to be free already, like I was before." And he says, "You were never free. Why can't you understand it?" So it's true, we were never free. Even our parents and our grandparents, they were never free. And now this is the Aquarius. So maybe it's our chance to shed all of our light on all of that darkness that you're speaking about, Sasha. And I really hope that together we can come together. Everybody, it doesn't matter the religion or what kind of people are we. We have to come together. We are all human beings and even other animals, and we just want to live in peace. So let's just do it. Let's just continue to spread light, to bring up the shadow, and to shed light on the darkness. And thank you for doing that. And thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mora. I'm so grateful for those words. Guy, your closing comments, please.
Well, as I said before, I'm really happy and feeling blessed that I'm living in this point in time, because it is an opportunity that will never return back. I mean, we have the chance to set and build exactly how we see our life from today. Not forgetting the yesterday, of course, but really creating for the next generation what we want to live for them. Or we want to live for them $10 million on the bank and 3 houses and 2 cars. Or we want to live for them, to the children, the next generation, and a platform that the Creator create for us, the real creation, for full of opportunities to bring, to breathe the light, the love of the creation, and to give it back to the world. This is a chance that we can do the big reset. We can do the people of the Creator, not the people of the believings or of money and slavery and asking from permission to do something. Don't go to school. Don't ask for proved that you are okay, good, and the best. The best creation that the Creator create. I mean, you should know, dear Sasha, more than anyone in this cast that was today. You talked before a few years with dear Bibi. She's a wonderful woman, and what she's been through just to learn how to get out from the system and, let's say, kill the straw man. I mean, this is the point. We have to give to the people the documents to sign and to let go from the government. And that's it. We don't have to say, fuck the government. We don't have to fight against them. We have to take our power back and start creating what we want for our kids. They are the future. We are the future for the kids of the future. We are the future, Sasha.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Guy. And yes, indeed. So that also leads perfectly into the last comments I wanted to make before Ilana comes and says her last thoughts, which is connected to the straw man, connected to the fiction. Yes. And this is what I want to really consistently work toward in the coming months. I don't think it's going to be years, particularly because I think humanity is awakening now to the fiction of their lives and governments. But indeed, it's a process of disidentifying from the fiction in one's own life. And how do you unregister, uncouple, disentangle your life force from this Leviathan, from this serpentine apparatus? Well, there are ways of doing it. As Guy mentioned, Bibi Bacchus, who teaches at the New Earth University. We do coursework in UCC law and how to claim your straw man, and then how to pour gasoline over the straw man and throw a match at it, even better, you know. Because, yes, we should be bringing into dissolution, absolute dissolution, all of these fictitious aspects of the living men and women of the living soil. Guy, thank you, brother, for your wonderful comments. Ilana, your closing thoughts, please.
You know, I think ultimately their greed, their unending lust for power, it will be their undoing. You know, right now we're sitting in Israel. They want, you have to renew your freedom every 6 months. 4 shots a year they want of mRNA. We've got 60 million doses you know, on its way if we pay our bill. You know, I think that the absurdity of it, I think that it will, I mean, it will eventually be there. And during, you know, they don't stop to sleep, and we can't either. They are diabolical in their intelligence, but our light and our goodness, we are equally as intelligent, equally as powerful. And I have said it before, and I will say it again. You take away Bill Gates' empire and you put him in a room with me, he's not more powerful than I am, you know? And something I want to say that Vera Sharav pointed out, Vera Sharav is a Holocaust survivor, and she is speaking out against this. And she's saying real clearly, one of the differences that that made the Holocaust different from other atrocities was it was all doctor sanctioned. It was approved, prescribed, signed off all the way by the doctors. And we're seeing that similarity again here. And the whole point of Never Again was for now. This is now. We are live. This is the minute. Hear what's happening and understand that we're not just airing our dirty laundry for the sake of it. This is our warning. This is saying this is a plan for every single country on this earth. What happens here, what they slap on some paper and call scientific data, is on its way. And I say, fight it in every way that you know how. From your sector, you don't need to be a doctor, you don't need to be a scientist, you just need to, it's big enough and there's enough work for all of us. Get onto the streets and say, no way is this green pass coming, and cite the human rights violations in Israel as you do. Brilliant 2-for-1. It's not theirs. They know it's not. I think that, you know, ultimately, if you're going to ask me, what do I think? I think things will get a bit darker before they get lighter, but they can never account for the humanity. They can't account for what we're the wild card in the end. They've got brilliant plans, but at the end of the day, they can't know what will be. And I think that it's like they said, there's the passive and the active. So the talking, the waking up, it's here, it's now, and it's also close your computer and go make things happen, you know?
Thank you. That's beautifully stated. And if you were in a room with Bill Gates, you would tower above him. In point of fact, if I was in a room with Bill Gates, I would take a running kick at his little teepee, and I explain to you why I say that. There's an interesting little fact here that Adam has brought to my attention, part of our audience. In Norway, the only country that records the circumcision status of rapists, 2% of the population are circumcised, and they are the ones that commit over 80% of the rapes. Since 1991, almost all wars involved one circumcised country, with some conflicts between both factions being circumcised, including all the US conflicts since Vietnam. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it's an important reminder that at the root of our humanness, of our humanity, is bliss, is the human orgasm, is our capacity to surf ecstasy and euphoria and lovemaking and creation, the genesis of souls into this world. The spark plug there is the human orgasm. Let's not forget that. Let's bring all of this pantomime, this orchestra of evil empire, let's bring it back down to a simple source code of our capacity to engage bliss and joy and delight in our lives. That's why we were born. It's why we're here. We did not migrate our souls through limitless dimensions of and time space in order to be subjugated by these twats masquerading as leaders, technocrats, bureaucrats, imbeciles, unensouled beings, subhumans, proxies of the lower elemental realms, proxies of the Draco-Reptilian, Sons of Orion, Brotherhood of the Snake, all of these creatures, these creepy crawlies, who crept slowly but surely into the crevice of our lives and took control over the living men and women of the living soil. They introduced usury and deception, civilizational trauma through bloodletting, through the engineering of war and disease and poverty, all of that stuff. We are the ones to say no more. We dispense with that. This dark twilight zone of the mandatory lethal injections masquerading as vaccines and all of this bullshit that's playing out on the holographic screen. Don't take it too seriously. Don't open your front door. Don't pay personal income taxes to Caesar when Caesar has turned into a sociopath and is now moving against the living. Don't register your babies or your children to the state or to the crown. Don't fill out forms with block black capital letters any longer. Stop registering anything. Deal with the courts as living men and women of the living soil. Claim the allodial title of your homes, your factories, your farms, your warehouses, your lives. Redeem yourselves. Claim your straw men and then set fire to them if you choose. You see, all of that stuff is based on bonds and spells, great deceptions, fraud against you, the living, by the fiction, the dead. Don't be afraid of that thing. Just use this twilight zone to become familiar with that that realm of fiction and start to disidentify from it. I salute my dear brothers and sisters, Dr. Moran Cronenberg, Guy Tal, Tamir Turgal, Ilana, Rachel, Danielle, and Limor Ben-Chanoch. I love you guys, and thank you so much for joining me today and the thousands of people who are looking in. Let's come back in a month from now and give the pulse of Israel again. As my beloved friend, Bishop Ria Abu al-Assal of Jerusalem, who I've worked alongside for many years as an activist, as he continuously reminds the world, and he's done it for decades, that peace will only come to the world when peace comes to Jerusalem. And it is true, that precious vector of this world, for whatever reason, has been chosen to be a battleground zero of the spiritual war that we're all living through. So take up the armor of God, my dear friends, and let's march on the citadel. Please keep an eye out for the Lazarus Initiative. Yeah, we get taken off as soon as we get up, but 2 weeks' time from now, and we'll be on our own servers. All the media that we do like this will be taken down by tomorrow, almost certainly. But please syndicate it, share as much as you can tonight so people can watch this conversation and learn from our brave friends in Israel. God love you all. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to end the broadcast, then jump into the green room and say goodbye to my friends there. So thank you all for joining me. Sign up to sashastone.com if you want to stay in touch with the media. We're going to start putting the bulletins out every week so that at least you can stay in touch there and we can send you the BitChute links if you're interested in that fragile thing called pure truth. God bless you, friends.